Spiritually, plowing is not only applicable to preaching the gospel, we can apply it to any area in the Christian life, okay? You know, we put our hands to the plow when we raise our children. That's a difficult task. You know, preaching the gospel, very hard task, right? But you know what? Raising children, very hard task as well. And parents need to put their hands to the plow and not give the plow to another person, right? You know, to educate your children, you need to put your hands to the plow and not get someone else to plow that field for you. You know, relinquish that responsibility to the public school system or the Christian school, right? You know, I get so many people criticizing California. They're like, oh, how do you homeschool over there? Easy. What are you talking about? It's easier to homeschool here than it is in most states. You know, other states, they require so much. You have to check in with the public stupid system. You have to, you know, get your diploma from them. Not here. I print my own diploma here. It's easier to homeschool here than it is in other states. You know? And you know what? Some people don't like to homeschool, and they like to relinquish that responsibility to others because they prefer others to plow that field.
Right.
But you know what? It's hard work, but it's work that God has called us to do according to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, to teach them, to educate them, to show them the ways of the Lord, to train up a child in the way he should go, so when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's a hard field. It's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it, right?
Right.
But when we're plowing to raise our children, we got to put in the work. We need to be fit to do so, right? That means, parents, we need to be educated. We need to make sure that we're disciplined. We need to make sure that we are being educated and have knowledge and have something to impart unto our children, okay? Look, some people relinquish that field of plowing for Bible reading to a Sunday school class, right? A nursery or a Sunday school class. You got a lot of churches that do that. They bring their plow to church and they say, hey, can you plow this field, you know, for 15, 20 minutes? And by the way, 15, 20 minutes is actually like 5 minutes of Bible teaching.
Yeah.
More like 15 minutes of just singing weird songs and giving them, you know, getting them all sugared up and doing all this nonsense. And they don't really, you know, they don't really do a good job plowing that field. Why? Because they're a hireling. And a hireling never does a good job.
Right.
Okay.